You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
And remember, you can always reach us through email. That's the best way to get in touch with us if you have a comment, question, concern, something strange going on in your life. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. This first one comes from a woman. She says, you're probably wondering about the email subject. The subject is book porn versus video porn. She said, I'm going to cut to the chase. Or I guess it's he.
A nice little short email there.
It is. I like those.
It's like definitely to the point.
To the point.
Yeah.
But hopefully he has enough details in it. It's from a guy. Actually.
Okay.
I thought from the name, but I don't get names right a lot. So
that's true.
There we go. He says, me and the wife just had a newborn and we haven't really been having fun the last year. I work nights. Well, I come home the other night and my wife was all over me. I guess she started reading this sexual book porn and apparently it works better than video porn. Let me tell you, it paid off. Best beeger since we met. I'm currently running on no sleep, about to go for a fifth round, and then back to the night shift. Love you guys.
Making himself tired.
My God.
All the guys are going to be gifting.
I'm sure they want to know the book. What's this?
I'm sure your mom knows, Dave.
I bet she does. I wonder why she reads them, huh? No complaints from his dad.
Because we've been talking about these kind of books for years. I mean, I think it's the same type of book, right?
An erotic novel.
Well, he says sexual book porn. Is that just erotic novel?
Yeah, it's erotic.
That's what he means?
Erotic novel.
It's not
it's just everything
like,
your mom reads.
Yeah. That's funny. As a guy, you can't even come up with the name of
your
it.
Your mom is reading hardcore.
Well, okay.
Like your mom is definitely reading.
I hate to do this, and I haven't done this in a long time.
Oh no! Don't look it up.
So, for people that don't know, your mom, the Amazon account.
Yes,
her
Amazon book account.
Because you can see what she's reading.
My mom is one of those people that is incredibly hard to buy for.
Right.
She doesn't do a lot. Her health's not great, so I can't really buy her anything. So I just said she loves to read. I said, "Listen, I will pay for all your books. That'll be our gift to you through the year. Anytime you want a book, you buy one." Unfortunately, I then get to see the book she ordered. I stopped the emails.
So I don't get the
daily updates.
Okay, right. Good.
Because she literally downloads a book a day. I mean, it's cheap stuff, too, like 99 cents or whatever. It's not like she's buying $15 books every day. But if I go into my Amazon account and click on digital orders, I see she pre-ordered The Man I Need.
Mm-hmm. Recently?
Yeah, this is just, it's a pre-order right there.
She's still into it. She's probably read every single erotic novel.
Can you look at every cover here?
covers are
Shattered With You.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What else has she got here?
She loves.
I wonder what's getting shattered with her.
Yeah.
What? Enamored. The Enslaved Duet.
She loves being tied up.
I have to write that one down.
Okay, all right. Forever Mind, Tormentor Book 3.
Tormentor? Ooh.
What is that about?
Is that like a horror book?
All right, okay.
A horror book?
Well, there's like a whole series of these Tormentor Mind books. Obsession, Destiny, Forever.
It's all about being tied up and being whipped and having your bits spanked and butt plugs.
Okay, stop. Choosing Us, the Pierced Hearts Duet, When August Ends.
Look at the hunks on the cover of those Tormentor books.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Oh, my gosh. No wonder your mom's into it.
Those hunks?
Yeah.
Did you say hunks?
Huh? Not like a Fabio hunk either. Like, these are like muscular, like fighting men.
Huh.
I don't know where to find it.
Yeah, I'll look here. I'll see
there
if
we
I
go.
Can bring it
we
up.
I can't see what James is looking at.
Yeah. Destiny Mine. And this is it here. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. what else has she read? Choosing You.
I wonder if there's chicks that are like in love with that guy.
Probably.
Because he's the hunk on the book.
Dave's mom might be one of them.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, The Dictator and the Banker.
Oh.
The Dictator. How's it spelled?
No, not like that, for God's sakes. Okay, all right. Holding You, the series.
Yeah, she's into dirty books, man. Can you just read? Yeah, can't you
Raw
like...
Raw Unleashed.
Okay, take Raw Unleashed. Can't we read like a chapter
bit.
In it?
Because I've done that before with Dave's mom's books. I've read a little bit to try and figure out. And I was like, wow.
Yeah. No, wow. Come on.
Yes.
Are they crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Wow. What is she into?
Made you go Christopher Walken.
Wow.
That's crazy. So much
sexual.
Here's the description of this book.
Anal.
It's been 6 years since my world was turned upside down. He exposed me to the darker side of life, and I could never go back to who I was.
Yeah.
I've been through more things than the average person. If I had a chance to go back and do things again, would I do it differently? Not a chance. I'd pick him 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times for eternity. I guess not much has changed. My name is Alexa Ballantyne, and I'm still in love with my stalker.
Oh, weird. Oh, what a twist.
The guy's stalking her?
What a twist.
I like stalk you, and then I come over and I spank your butthole with a whip.
Okay, stop it.
You got me, right? It was nuts, crazy.
Yeah, she likes the dark
stuff.
But Sergio, a dark mafia man.
Oh,
yeah, she likes the dark side. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
instinct. The flight attendant, a novel.
Oh, so yeah, you think she's just blowing every guy on the plane?
Come
I do.
On. Probably.
I don't think it's mostly pilot. About giving penis to people.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Turns out.
A flight attendant wakes up in the wrong hotel, the wrong bed, with a man and has no idea what happened.
Oh, that sounds awful. This gives me anxiety.
I know.
Gives you anxiety. Gives her.
Okay, all right.
I know what it gives her.
Lisa. Okay, yep. Lisa's with us on the Dave and Chuck lines. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. You into this slutty book stuff?
Slutty book.
Yeah, but I don't read, like, the full novels. I go online to Literotica, and they're like little short stories, like 2-3 page short stories that get right to the point.
Yeah. Oh, so it's just like written sex in words.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of like sort of authors that haven't made it yet or haven't decided to write a full book, and they will write mini stories, sometimes a chapter at a time. Yeah. My sister does this with like a fantasy novel.
Mm-hmm. So it's erotica like when you skip to the good parts in porn? Like a romance novel is like the whole story, the whole plot line.
Fast forward.
All the cable guys showing up, or erotica's like, cable guy's already here, they're already in the bedroom, and they're already fixing the wires.
I don't know. I think I would have assumed that if you buy Destiny Mine, that there's a story. But the scenes are graphic. Like Love Mound is moist and
Love Mound. Okay, Lisa here on the line. So this guy who emailed us said that after reading one of these books, his wife was so fired up. They've had the best sex they've had in a long time. Do you have the same reaction?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it gets you totally fired up.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Oh, that's all good. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
She gets a tangled toe.
Yeah, she does.
This latest one I clicked on that my mom ordered, The Man I Need, it's about a woman cheating with her landscaper.
Yeah, like that's legitimate. That happens all the time.
This man I need was never the one I married. The man I need is the one I never was supposed to have.
Yeah.
He's the one who showed me gentleness, kindness, passion, and thrust.
Ah!
Thrust. Yeah, and how to cut a decent lawn.
Get a trim of bushes.
Yeah.
Chill to you.
Man.
How are you doing, baby?
Do you like how I thrust?
I mean, whatever.
I want to show you kindness.
Whatever brings my mom
to orgasm.
Yeah. No, not to orgasm, Chuck.
I'm just saying.
You're being a rascal this morning.
You don't read them for nothing.
Whatever brings her, not relief, that's the wrong word, too. Whatever brings her distraction, whatever.
How about joy?
Joy. Well, joy's also.
I mean, it's.
Hey, it's your dad, too. Whatever brings him joy.
Okay.
He's not stepping in to stop it. Some guys would have a hard time.
I've never talked to my dad about it, to be truthful. Well, I never will. And I never will.
No, you never will.
But it's I would. I don't know how he feels about my mom reading smut all the time.
He definitely knows.
I'm sure he knows.
Yeah.
Because she's been on the show talking about it before.
I don't think he cares.
Hey, Dad, how do you feel about mom's erotica?
He probably likes it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they lived a fairly erotic life, Dave, just so you know.
Okay, stop it. Whatever they did is up to them, and them only.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want anything to do with it.
A fairly erotic life.
That guy should have gave the title in the email. What
he should have, because if it led to him getting the best BJ in his life from his wife,
But I think even those terrible movies that are the terrible books that got made into movies, whatever they're called, 50 Shades of Grey, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That book is like the writing style is for a 12-year-old, you know, but it's dirty,
right?
Obviously, so like mass audience can take it in, and it changed the lives of millions of dudes.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, there's a ton of dudes that are tying their chick up now
that weren't before,
that were never tying them up, that are blindfolding them, tying them up.
It did expose people, I think, to a whole different side of their sex life that they never...
I think it forwarded us into the year of the butt, is what that was.
I really do. Yeah, it did. For sure. It did.
And Roach is with us. Hello, Roach.
Hey, Ripcord.
What's your comment on this?
So my cousin's ex-wife wrote a romance novel.
She wrote one.
A really, really bad one.
Oh,
a
yeah.
romance novel. Really bad one.
Okay. Dave's mom read it.
No. Did you read it?
No, I didn't read it. My sisters read it. Like, you know, when somebody in the family gets published, you want to support them. You're curious. You want to find out. The thing's all about wizards and witches and having sex flying through the air.
Whoa.
It's like crazy, ridiculous stuff.
That sounds wizard off sex. The wall. Wizards flying wizard through the air, sex wizard flying. Sex.
Please email me the title of this book.
Yeah, James wants a copy. If you have an extra one lying around, you can send it to him. Thanks, Roach. Thanks for calling in.
Wizard sex is crazy. I never even had thought about that. Like Gandalf plowing.
But I think you could probably find, didn't we have like, wasn't there a woman who called into the show once and she wrote like Godzilla porn or something?
Sasquatch sex.
It was like, Bigfoot porn.
Bigfoot porn. Yeah, Bigfoot. Sasquatch.
You can find porn about pretty much anything, and that applies to the literary world, too. This woman said, I had a guy bend me over the kitchen counter and bang me while he was reading erotica aloud.
That's a nice move.
It's a pretty cool idea.
Very talented man.
He probably read it in a book.
Mm. Very cool.
So she's taken to a different place and gets way into it. You reading? I guess you can read and pound.
Seems weird during the act.
It sure does.
To read.
To be, it's like giving it and then reading.
Well, you gotta be like holding a book and doing all that. That's a talented man.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what though? Like I knew someone who, for a very short time, was on like Tinder, and he said all you do is just play that card, play like the Christian Grey card. Put in your thing that's the stuff you'll do. He goes, you couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
He said, the only problem is that everyone you meet, you literally have to like just
go crazy.
Just destroy.
Jason said that guy is extremely talented. I'd lose my place for sure.
Oh, wait, hold on a minute. Where was I? I dropped the book, the paper cut.
That guy's advanced.
I'm like, ow!
Not everyone's good at it. Not all of us are good at it. That guy's one of those guys who's good at it.
Yeah.
He's just like,
to be or not to be. Question.
The old
man is nobler in the mind of suffering.
The old read and bang.
Yeah.
That's different. But again, if your woman was into that, you'd do it.
But it seems odd as a woman to be into it, too. Like, reading during it. Like, just do your thing.
I mean, you know what it is? I think some girls are into, like, dirty talk, and that's a weird...
That might be a help for a guy who can't do it.
Like, he's almost has flashcards of dirty talk.
Yeah. It's like cue cards.
You know?
That's nuts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Since there are there gay versions of these books?
I assume there's
got to be gay erotica,
dude. There's such a market for it. Wouldn't it be? That might be my retirement plan.
Gay erotica?
Not gay erotica, but just erotica in general.
And he's gone into gay erotica.
What if I made a myth, though? What if I'm like, what if that? I'm good at writing gay erotica.
Oh my god, you are. I bet you would be.
I bet I could do it.
You can write.
You know, that's, right? You know what a guy wants? You know what
a guy wants? Winning gay erotica writer.
Yeah, whatever. I look you up years from now. I'm like, whatever happened to Andy Green?
You don't know? He has the biggest house in the United States.
I got a series. It's called Two Guys.
Yeah. I'd be like, he did it.
He did it. Welcome to the manor that a gay erotica built. Who knew? Hold on a second. I'll move this giant pile of money. Lisa, sit down.
I remember the day he told me all he did was he wrote from his heart and he pretended that one of the guys was him and the other guy was also him.
Yeah, I was just making love to myself.
Yeah.
And it worked. My God, it worked.
I made a mint.
Remember the day it came to his mind.
We were there.
We were there.
That's hilarious.
We were there.
I'm so tired. I didn't even realize I was just sliding in there at the gay erotica part.
Oh,
that sets him up for Lisa.
So I went on to this little erotica site, and they do have gay male, men loving men.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
In fact, that's huge. There's like almost 20,000 gay males. You better get a niche, I think.
I am the Stephen King of gay erotica.
So let's see how these are. Like, what do you want? You guys pick a category here, and I'll read a little to you. Of course, I'll have to censor some of it. Anal, the butt and nothing but.
Well,
BDSM.
Non-human, aliens, ghosts, androids.
Taboo.
Fetish. He's already got my idea.
First time.
Aliens and robots.
Yeah.
Interracial, lesbian, loving wives.
There's
mature,
11,000 stories.
I want nine.
Sci-fi.
Wow. There's a lot of nine categories.
Gender, toys, and masturbation.
I think you go up and just go with what your mom would read, which would be erotic coupling.
Erotic, wild, one-on-one, consensual sex.
Huh. No, that's not her. Go back.
Okay.
She doesn't always want it consensual. BDSM.
Oh, my God.
Yep. There you go.
Slavery begins at home?
Sure.
I don't know. That seems
Jesus,
like that.
That's a risky title.
It is.
No, I can't even read it now. Oh, my God.
I can't even see it. Was it bad? You guys reacted pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, no, like the person is...
The name.
The person is called like a slave because they're the sex slave.
Yeah.
Her name was
sounds like Rumhole.
Whoa. That was her name.
Dude. Yeah.
That was her name.
Rumhole.
He couldn't even read the first sentence. His mom would power through. There's got to be something else in the BDSM that you can...
That I can read that's not crazy? The club, the boat, so.
Wife stories, spanking.
Okay. You're going to get spanked tonight.
Mm-hmm. Don't.
For the past week. You've been a real bitch. But that's not the reason for tonight's spanking.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good excuse, but I don't need excuses to spank you. I just want to. That's all the reason I need to give your ass a thorough spanking.
Mm-hmm.
For us, spanking is not just a quick punishment for me to administer to you. No, not at all. It's an event. Something for me to relish and enjoy.
James.
For these reasons, I have instructed you to dress up for the occasion.
James is loving this.
I've prepared the living room, and I'm waiting for you to get ready.
My nipple's about to rip right through my
Okay, all right. You enter the room looking visibly nervous, but stunningly beautiful in your tight little black dress that hugs your body and ass and leaves almost nothing to the imagination. I can make out the outline of your lingerie underneath and see that you're wearing black stockings.
God, I hate this.
This does nothing for me, by the way.
I hate this.
I don't understand this.
This guy sucks.
Yeah, this isn't good. Some of them, obviously.
He's not very creative.
No.
But again, he's kind of redundant. I mean, he was like,
That's why I know you'd be so good.
I'm a great writer.
I know.
I'm like a really great writer. I can write the hell.
That's it. What are you doing?
Okay, well, let's read a male erotica for you and see if you'd
James.
Be able
to.
Okay, I'll read some titles. You tell me which one I should read.
All right.
Glory Hole Goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Latin Housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
My Stepdad Henry.
That's a series.
Jeez, Henry.
Bathhouse Heaven, Chapter 41.
Fist to the heart.
That's it. That's
fist
the one.
Fist to the heart.
And you're to blame.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
I don't know. This.
See, I don't get anything from reading things.
I can't
like
visualize
this.
Anything, so it doesn't do it for you.
But as a woman, like the women are into this.
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm not. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think all women are into this.
Right.
The first dialogue on that one was pretty good.
Yeah. On the gay one there?
Yeah. Well, it starts off with, I heard he likes to... He's also sucking everybody off.
Yeah. I read it. That's why I was like, I can't go there.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard to read these, you know, because they're super dirty.
Fist to the heart.
Hot yoga.
Fist
hot
to
yoga
the heart. Lease.
Sammy tries hot yoga, but things don't go as planned.
Mm. I bet they don't. That's why I won't try hot yoga.
That's by an author called Twinkly Star.
Yeah, I'll have to come up with a gay erotica pseudonym.
You will.
Oh, yeah.
What will Andy's gay erotica author name be? That's got to be...
That'll be fun to create.
Yeah, that I'm gonna really. I gotta come up with some good ideas.
Like Rum Guzzler 69.
Jesus, that's a terrible name. That's a terrible author name. No, no.
Cocksucker's already been taken. Unfortunately, that's already.
It's gotta
been
be
taken.
Like a like Chandler Twinkly or something. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Sparkle Toes Green or something. Something along those lines. Someone, Jason, you said the Colonel. Call yourself.
Oh, that's, I like that. I'm like, the Colonel has a... Colonel.
Yeah. It's the Colonel.
It is.
The Colonel.
And imagine you were talking about gay men like fried chicken.
That's there you go.
That's how you can put the passion into it. That's how you...
I'd be so rich. I'd be like, oh my God. I'm pushing a billion, you guys.
Yeah, he writes, one of the characters is himself. The other character is Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What's your secret?
That's your secret.
About the Colonel taking me.
I saw him across
channel
the room.
My passion for the Colonel and put it in the books.
Yeah. And then after you just change the Colonel's name to Trevor.
I take how I feel about fried chicken and I put it in there. And I swear to God, it's a home run.
Yeah. The gays eat it up.
Every time,
it's finger
man.
Looking good. It says that all the time in it.
It's crazy. Look at that. I bought all that Egyptian stuff.
Yeah. Where'd you get that?
I just have the money now. It's nuts. That's from King Tut's tomb.
No way.
That's King Tut.
Yeah.
Like,
Tutankhamun.
Yeah, Tutankhamun. Isn't that crazy?
That's bizarre. I can't believe it.
I can't ever let my terrible secret out that, like, I channel my love for fried chicken. No. Like, I'm like, hold on, Daddy's got to go to work. And I got a bucket, and I'm like, all right, Colonel, let's do this. And I'm like,
yeah. Every single the copies that are sent to the editor, they're just covered in grease.
My manuscript is really, really greasy. I apologize about that, but it's my method.
Cut to 5 years later, it's like you're in a university, there's 300 people in a class, and some gay guy is like,
isn't it true that you just channel chicken love?
And then you just storm off the stage.
I'm like, that's it for me. I'm wearing like the college speaker outfit too, like I'm getting an official PhD.
Yeah, I love it.
This is Andy's new gay erotica is entitled 11 Herbs.
11 guys named Herb.
11 guys named Herb.
Yeah, that's it. The 11 Herbs.
The 11 Herbs. 11, 11 Herbs.
Oh, it'll get spicy.
I'm telling you, just change little bits.
It's not, I mean, like, it's
not far-fetched.
It's jokey and stuff, but I mean, come on. I think that might be an easy buck, dude. Because I could sit there and say some nasty things about the Colonel.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm sure you could. Heaving and dripping. And
how wet he is.
Oh, yeah.
Juicy. Juicy.
Just hot.
How hard.
Hot. And just crisp.
In your hand.
Yeah. Drumstick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skin. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Covered in his own gravy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
My goodness. Yeah, Andy, could be it. I mean, if you know, this thing doesn't work out, which eventually it won't, eventually...
That's true. I'm in entertainment.
Future.
Get into that gay erotica.
Dude, at least you can write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is exciting. That's what it is. It's exciting to know that I have like
imagine trying to explain to your dad what you do.
Oh. He'd be like, "What do you mean you're writing about chicken sex? You're talking about having sex with Colonel Sanders, and you made $1 million, and you were able to buy Egyptian items straight out of the pyramids, boy." I'm like, yeah.
I don't care what you do, son. I love you.
He'd be happy.
Now, I could use a bit of cash.
Yeah, he'd be like, can I borrow some money? Can I borrow some of your chicken money?
I need some of that gay chicken money of yours.
I need lots of...
People are coming up with your names, Andy Peen or Cream Bean.
Cream Bean.
Cream Bean.
Tickle Dink, Chandler Bang, Green Peen Bean, Sparkly Bean.
I like it.
Andy Brown. Oh, that's, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Adrian Coxmore. Someone said, I'm gay. I love fried chicken. Like, there you go. You got one reader right there.
That's it. Well, that's what I'm saying. But the chicken becomes the object of my affection.
Yeah, that's what I channel the Sven or whatever his name ends up being.
Right.
Stefan. Stefan.
Oh, Stefan was extra crispy that day.
He was oily. He was oily. All oiled up.
Dripping.
All over his skin. His skin was golden brown.
That's when he met 11 herbs.
Someone texted to make sure you don't forget the dark meat.
It's real, of course.
It writes itself, Andy.
It does. It really
it
does.
It writes itself.
Oh, it's incredible. I never
you
thought
got
about
gravy
using...
everywhere.
Oh, and I would.
I know.
Oh, goodness.
I know.
Goodness,
there was gravy all over his face.
Andy, Andy's in Boston. You had a comment.
Yeah,
balls.
Andy, no lube needed. And as Alton Brown used to say, GB&D, golden, brown, and delicious.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like it.
There is a woman here a few years ago in Boston who wrote one of those books about Rob Gronkowski, and it was called Gronk. I don't know the details, but you should look it up.
Oh, we have to look it up.
Oh, there's an erotic novel about Gronk.
Gronk.
Excellent.
Yeah.
My first one would just be called Tender.
I love it. All of them. Tender, spicy,
juicy.
It's called A Gronking to Remember, Book One of the Rob Gronkowski Erotica. A Gronking to Remember.
Oh, he actually read it about himself. Is that the...
Oh, wow. That's so funny. Yeah, he has a video reading it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it was down there when you went back. If you go back, you could have...
Oh, yeah, this is it. As read by Gronk.
I don't know if we can listen to this.
Hold on, let's get... Oh, no, Gilbert Gottfried reads it.
No, we don't want that.
No, Gronk reads it. No, we don't want that.
Down on YouTube.
Okay.
Right there.
Hopefully it's... Oh, yeah, it's on...
Ultimate compliment. I don't know that it gets any better than this. A woman wrote, I assume it's a woman, her name is Lacey, wrote
a
work of erotic fan fiction called A Gronking to Remember. Now, this is not a joke. This is not something we concocted. This it actually exists. Have you seen this book?
I mean, I've read a quote on Media Day from it.
Oh, okay.
And
very
the one
good.
Quote I read on Media Day, she wanted me to spike a football between her butt cheeks. I would have a pleasure spiking a football between butt cheeks. Why not?
Is that right? I'm looking over your mother as you say this right now. She seems very red in the face. And the best part of it,
she
by the way,
probably like to watch it. She likes that action.
If you look,
that's weird. Sports action.
If you look at the cover, it says Book One in the Rob Gronkowski Erotica series. So there are more books to come. I was wondering if you would be so kind as to read a passage from this book for us. Okay. Would you be so kind as to do that?
I feel comfortable reading a book about myself, but I'll do it just for you.
Thank you very much, Rob. There's your book. Please take a step over to it. We prepared a whole setup for you.
All right, let's get down.
Mockingbird to Remember.
I'll hold on to that to make.
All right, really did a
setup. By the way, it's recently
bring
that.
Did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
yeah.
That's okay. You got hot chicks there.
Okay, come on.
Everyone's gone. Just chilling on a Body Armor sports drink. The lights are low, but there I am, looking sweet in my gear. A pretty pink uniform, but pantless. My bare ass on the cold wooden bench. I am lost in thought.
They should have rethought this, huh? Yeah.
Man, I bet you he has the biggest piece I ever seen. Actually, it doesn't even say that. I just moved on.
You know how he talked about going into acting? That's not going to work out.
No, it's not.
On the other side of the locker room, someone is taking a shower. I walk towards the noise. At the end of the row of lockers, I turn a corner, and there he is.
Tom Brady.
It's a giant of a man. A warrior. His muscles ripple in soft light and splash of water coming from the shower head.
Ooh. My attention.
Dang, that's sexy. His buttocks are sublime.
Wow.
Gronk has a six-pack you could wash laundry on. I lick my lips thinking about it.
Good God.
That was just a little peck.
Huh. Guess we should have read.
Yeah, we'd probably.
It's so funny. I'm not even concentrating on the show right now. I'm just thinking about all my.
I know what you're doing.
I came up with another title.
What?
Finger licking.
Yeah.
Finger licking dude.
Hell yeah.
Finger licking dude. Yeah, so I guess if you want to read Rob Gronkowski.
You better do it.
Dude.
James, are you going to read this one?
The Gronking to remember?
Yeah.
I might. The way they described that shower scene.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, I read a.
Whoa.
So is that who wrote
this,
it?
Yeah, this woman is.
Yeah, it's always.
And I'm reading an excerpt, another excerpt from the other Gronk novel. She's talking about pleasuring herself, thinking of Gronk lying next to her sleeping husband, Dan.
Oh, poor Dan.
I know, right?
Dan.
You know who she is, that lady?
Oh, no. This is the one who just wrote this article on the book.
Oh.
She's not the author of the Gronk books.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure that woman should remain nameless.
Or that guy.
Or that guy. Whatever it is.
Definitely a guy.
But there you go. According to that listener, his lady
reading
erotica, definitely got him fired up, got her fired up, and it led to some incredible sex for him. So you may want to buy a couple.
It'd be tough to start a movie with Gronk, huh? Where you're like trying to get your scenes.
I think reading is not his strong point.
No. I'm surprised they had him read it.
Yeah.
He'd be fine if he played a character of like a monster or some sort of a beast.
Yes.
But anything that's like highly dramatic, I don't think he's going to be able to.
Exactly.
Lizzie, you can only play a monster or a beast.
Limited dialogue.
James is his agent.
I'm looking for a casting director, that's what I'd say. But yeah. Hey, maybe we'll give you a call when we do our fantasy beast slaying.
Yeah. I'm going to level with you. You can only play a monster or a beast.
Yeah. Or a guy pouring beer on his head.
We need a werewolf. You know? He's in.
Somebody who doesn't speak much.
Yeah.
Somebody who lost their voice.
Looking for a beast, huh?
Yeah, someone, something with no mouth.
Let's get Gronk.
It's like they have two books.
Yeah, so far.
Hmm.
Oh, they're only like $4?
Yeah, you can buy them on eBay.
Well, that's why these things are, these like little tiny books are super cheap. That's why.
One's called A Gronking to Remember. The other one is called Chad Goes Deep. How is it called Chad Goes Deep in the Gronk series?
Who's Chad?
I know, right?
Jeez. I wonder if really she was like told she couldn't use Gronk's name anymore.
Well, it's in the series, A Gronking to Remember too. Chad Goes Deep.
Do they have
you probably meet Chad in the first A Gronking to Remember. So then now you understand who Chad is and why he's going deep in the neutral zone.
Did they have a wide receiver named Chad?
This woman who wrote the Gronk books has also written, I don't care if my best friend's mom is a Sasquatch, she's hot, and I'm taking a shower with her.
That's the title.
That's the title of the book. That's the title of the book. She also has written, I don't care if my Sasquatch lover says the world is exploding, she's hot, but I play bass and there's nothing hotter right now than rap rock.
I
love it! Oh my God.
My new favorite author right
here. Lacey Noonan. You can look her up on Amazon. She's written quite a few crazy
books. It's a comedy erotica.
Yeah.
She likes long titles.
I'll tell you.
Ooh, bad reviews on the Gronk series.
Well, because it's upset Gronk fans.
0 stars. It was gross.
I'm sure Andy's gay erotica.
Oh, no. I'm just like coming up with all kinds of like, instead of the KF, you know, they have the famous bowl.
Yeah.
Famous hole.
Oh, man.
Like each time I get something and I'm inspired by it.
I know.
The Colonel's famous hole.
They come up with a new product and you're like, new book.
My new book is going to be called Stacker.
What was it? Was that what the thing was called?
I think
was
chicken two patties chickens? On each side.
Yeah, two patties.
KFC Stacker.
If two chickens on top of each other with a bunch of stuff in the middle doesn't inspire you,
there's trouble.
There is trouble.
Also look for Popcorn Dickens from Cream Bean. His gay erotica.
Popcorn Dickens.
Coming soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
In Allegation Alley.
Huh?
The Michigan Opera Theater.
What?
Just announced.
Scandalous.
Its principal conductor is
a little handsy, huh?
Stepping down immediately. It was conducting more than just those little sticks. Stephen Lord.
Ooh. That's how he does it.
Oh, my.
Stephen Lord.
Stephen Lord resigned after public allegations came to light, including behavior of sexual harassment. The allegations were made public in a report called Abuse on an Operatic Scale.
They would be. They'd be.
Chuck is.
He's demonstrating how a conductor would pleasure multiple. Yeah. Condicting. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a conductor.
Pleasure multiple people as a conductor.
That's why he's the best.
Oh, wow. Look at him up high.
The higher the notes are, the taller the guy is.
Fine conductor.
They say he was once named one of the 25 most powerful names in U.S. opera.
Wow.
He's worked in Boston. In St. Louis, and then most recently in Michigan.
Oh, they say that's a big finish.
No,
oh, yeah.
Here we go. No, I think this is a little lull here. It's going to pick up again.
Oh, I thought it was a big finish.
They detailed how Lord would harass performers through several electronic messages and other evidence, they say.
Yeah.
Almost a year ago, another investigation found several instances of sexual misconduct against another guy, Matthew Stump, who was a bass baritone hired by the Michigan Opera Theater. At the same time,
It was guys.
Yeah, you're right.
Pretty good guess.
At the same time,
huh?
Lord was found to be advocating for Stump behind the scenes. The old Stump and Lord.
There you go.
There he gets it. Oh, yeah. That's why he's the best.
Up top there.
With the legendary conductor.
Bravo!
My word! A fine job.
A fine hand job.
I
be
feel
a hell
like
of a show, huh?
Conductors, I don't get it.
Here it is.
Oh my goodness. Amazing. If you could see the video of Chuck just jerking guys off to opera, it is quite a sight.
Yeah.
Very erratic.
Too much. Too much. You know the finish.
My goodness.
Everybody knows the finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought, like, conductor is, like, a fake job. Like,
you don't think they're really doing anything?
I don't think they're doing anything, man. Those people have music.
I think that they must do...
Here's what I... They must do stuff before, right? That's what I always assume. That they've told everybody what has to happen. And then the night of, it's just... They just do the stick thing. And they're like,
I just was
quiet, quiet little stick, louder stick, you know, but everyone knows their job at that point.
Yeah,
there's music there. I never could wrap my head
around. You didn't see the importance of a conductor. They got to bring all the pieces together, right?
I guess.
But I mean, I feel like they all know it's all written on their sheet music. They know what to do. He's just keeping time.
Yeah.
And I think it's part of the show.
They seem to be the stars.
Yeah.
They definitely do. Because you never know the names of anyone generally in the orchestra. You know the name of the conductor, though.
It is true.
This guy had an ego. He was harassing his people.
What do they do that makes him so great? They're great with a stick? You guys saw. I'm pretty sure they
have a much bigger role than
we have no idea.
We don't know.
We sound probably to somebody who knows really dumb right now.
Well, no, and that's fine. We're allowed. You're allowed to sound dumb about something that's dumb.
Yeah.
Right.
The orchestra?
You're allowed to sound dumb about it.
I don't know.
It's just
like
people sound dumb about talking about ants.
I know.
I'm like, you're allowed to sound dumb. It's dumb that I'm into ants. I get it.
There's his picture, by the way. That's the guy who resigned for all the allegations.
Great hands. Some of the best.
Going to leave you with a nice little story here out of Texas. A couple in northern Texas named Sky and Clay.
Okay.
Sky Howard and Clay Cameron were planning to get married on New Year's Eve later this year. And they were hoping that Clay's grandmother, Charlotte, could be there. But, you see, she's 100. And her health just kind of took a little tumble.
Got to go to her, probably.
Lately. So they did. They decided to move up their wedding date, and they just got married in her hospital room so she could be there to see it. They didn't want to stress her out, so they kind of kept it a secret.
get out, for God's sakes, it's loud.
Yeah, she thought she was done with weddings.
Oh, Christ.
By 100, you're like so sick of weddings.
Another one. Honestly trying to unplug everything. I'm frantically
trying. Grandma, don't hold your breath!
I got
Grandma,
my breath.
Stop it! No! Grandma, open your mouth! Oh, my God!
A wedding comes to you?
Yeah.
You're just in peace?
I didn't know that there was an actual hell.
Oh, here it is. I died. Turns out.
I died.
I died and went to hell, huh? This is it? Just weddings every day?
I don't know anybody
in here.
I'll
probably fall asleep, wake up, and another wedding will happen. God damn it. Guaranteed divorce in 2 years.
Is there any way somebody can shove that pillow in my mouth?
Yeah.
Sky's mom was there.
Nurse.
And a close friend married them. The only other guest was Charlotte. Clay says she's always been the matriarch of their family, and she loves it when he wears a suit. She said Grandma fell asleep.
She's just like letting farts rip.
Grandma, fell asleep. Wake up.
Grandma, come on. We're getting married just for you. Grandma.
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 Charlotte.
She's out. She's 100, dude.
Charlotte.
She is 100.
Charlotte, we're getting married for you.
She can't hear you. She can't hear a thing. She has no idea what's going on. You're not going to wake her up.
I haven't seen, heard, tasted, smelled anything.
These cataracts don't let me see a goddamn thing.
25
I got no medical coverage. No, I live to be 100. I've got no money left.
Picture them getting married in front of Charlotte.
She's not even alive.
She's not even alive.
Dave, let me look.
She's alive.
She's dead.
Stop it, you guys.
She's as out cold as it gets. Andy, look
out. She's 100.
She's out cold.
No, sure. Her eyes are closed.
Whose grandma is it? Which one? The guy or the guy?
The guy.
Oh, yeah. Can you look at the girl's face? She's like, she's dead.
Yeah, she's not.
Your grandma's dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, poor thing.
She has the eternal rest look on her face.
She does. They like
no look. Look.
She's got eternal rest hands.
No, she's so tired.
She's fine.
Her hands are pointed straight.
She's got eternal wrist hands.
They put her hands together. They did. They don't show her eyes because she's out cold.
Okay, she may be asleep there.
She's dead.
I think it's done now.
She's
basically dead.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. It looks like a viewing.
Oh, you know what? I think she's dead.
She's not dead.
No, but I mean, like, might as well be. You know, like, nothing's working anymore. She hasn't moved her hands.
No.
She's just been posed, and these idiots are in this room.
Well, that's a heartwarming tale of a couple wedding at the hospital so Grandma could see them get married. Charlotte.
She stopped breathing, dude.
Charlotte? Charlotte?
She stopped breathing. Charlotte!
Grandma! Grandma! She's back. Oh, that's she's a grandma funny. I know and love.
Here we go. Let's go through with this, then. Get it done. Oh, she's asleep again. We're gonna have to wait another minute.
I haven't seen her eyeballs one time.
Okay,
not a single time.
That dark eye.
She is dead.
That dark eye.
She is dead.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.